Beginning current up, Mesechtes Babas, the Gimel, Gimel, Bezik, and Tess, Master, the Gimel, Amma Baya, Baya says, Gimimi, we have a tradition. It has to either all be structure or all occur. Which Tess says, Nahash, let's have Lishno, cannot come. Obviously, now we don't need the previous Gemara's answer when it was talking about that, why don't you make 30 Amma's binyan and the rest make a Parechis? And the Gemara says, no, that's only with Tikra Maziva. Obviously, once we give the answer now, to the question of Mad the Efshav Binyan, the rest of the you have the tradition, obviously answered the Gemara's previous question also. Next says, Mad the beginning of the Gemara, Machal Dika Zutrasi. From the fact that it said, it has to be that Riach Achatz Levinah Shal Gimel Tfochim, well, that's a big one. Obviously, that there's a small one, and if it does not answer the Gemara's question. But then it says, has to take a second look. So they begin to say, Bidimav maybe, Machal, maybe the inference is the other way around. Dikr Rav Ravasa. Maybe actually that's the smaller one, and it's actually a bigger one. Madeku is then, therefore, what type of a diak is this? That to prove that there's a smaller one, and therefore, we're saying that maybe that it's the Gemara asked that you see from the halach of Kersha Amru that it must be three tfachim without the sid. We said, no, maybe that's a big one, but actually, maybe there's a smaller one that it's only three tfachim with the sid. But how do you know? Maybe the dig is that it's a big one. So the tier two, the re-answer is the im ein pachas meshleisha. If there isn't a smaller one than three tvachim, as you're asking, there's bigger ones. Okay, if that's the case, then for nothing did the prices say chatz levin shal gimel tvachim, a half a brick of three tvachim. The levin tvachim misni didn't have to say elabot v'hariyah chatz levena and the half a brick. Besuloi, nothing more. I'm a meila. Hayisim mishar. So now, of course, I would evaluate brikatana because that's the minimum. You didn't say any more. Hoyel b'leim afar shiur. You didn't mention the measurement. From the fact that you're saying this measurement, obviously, it's not the smallest, and that the deek is that there's a smaller one, not a big one. Haga. So the Taisa says an edited comment where we brought in the Gemara beikaita ubeisisaba. Where there's this shul that was a summer shul and the winter shul, which we said that during the winter they did the summer one and the summer one they built over the winter one. Which I just explained because habakamoy ikatiyua, it's like when you see something wrong with the building, and therefore v'shari, it's going to be permitted. Meaning just like we find over there, that it's not really, because summer's not fit for winter, winter's not fit for summer, so it's like there's a structural flaw that you're allowed to demolish. Now, Vimshtei Bat Kenesias, Taisa explains, he says, if the two shuls, Hayyibe Beis Mekaymas, were in two places, the Shalkaita Vishal Shasava, one was in the city, and one was in the country, and the Catskills, so then Ayyu must be talking about Kagun the Chazaba to you, then they must be talking about where they saw a flaw with it. And it's not like it's in the same place. So therefore that's why it's permitted for them to destroy it and rebuild it. So what was bothering Taisus was, how did they demolish the shul? They weren't concerned they're not going to be negligent, not going to build it. So Taisus has to say, that's talking about in a situation that that they found a shul that, yeah, there was a break in it. And if it's permitted, as the Gemara says, V'oid nira, more would seem, says Taisus, keeping the Yesham basic Nezis Achar, since, even if you didn't find the problem with the shul, but since there is another shul, even though one's a summer, one's a winter one, in Lachash, you don't have to be concerned, Im lo yibnu zayis, they're not going to build it. But all the Kamar, the Ikaduchta litzloi, this is what the Gemara says, oh, but that because there is a place to daven. So, and that's what says Hanish Imbiz Knesses. That's because there wasn't a shul. There was just a place with a daven. So, meaning what Tais is addressing is that you know, there was another place, but that I mean, it depends on the gisoyis what we have in the Gemara. If they could be knisht achrin letzluyibe, or they could duchta achrin letzluyibe, you know. But al kapanim, what Taisa is saying is that even if there wasn't a break, it's permitted because you don't have to be concerned they're not going to build another shul, because since you have another shul anyway. And v'oid more v'machmas kar b'chaim, because of cold and hot, ain lachar sham yipshu. You don't have to be concerned that they're going to be negligent. I mean, another reason why it would be permitted to break it down and to rebuild it is because there would have to be either too hot or too cold. So you don't have to be concerned that they're going to be negligent. Ibis ma'gadol kol kach ein lachash, or at least because of another reasoning is really because it's so much time from winter to summer, so that you don't have to be you don't have to be concerned for those reasons. Ad kan agad, but till here is the edited comment. Next to this master begins the Gemara. Yeah, if that's the case, kiban yinami. The Gemara is asking that if there's a concern that you know you're going to sell a shul, so even if it's built, which places it qualifies this Gemara's question. Pirush Ashi Spalba until they daven it. Once they daven it, then there's no concern that they're going to sell it at all. Next to this master begins with the words of Gemara of Ayla Puri Lahasim, and he brought his bedding over there to make sure that they get it fixed. It's a wonder because of Amrinan, but the Tesefta says Megillah, Batik and Nasi is Ein Yishinibah. You know, I'll sleep in the shul. Lishin is Kebab, Lishin is Sari, not permanently, not snapping. How could he have brought his bed over there to stay over there? Vayin Latans don't answer Vishim the Bavel, because it was in Bavel, Vom Rabasi, and Rabasi said, Perfect Bas, the Mill, last Perak and Megillah, Dafkov, Chasim Abbas. Batik and Nasi is Bavel, the shul is in Bavel, Altanai, and that's what made on condition. Never they're allowed to do mundane things over there. Perishak, when Jasim Rashi explains over there. Nafkmina, the relevancy is in Hadik Tani Lael, we're going to what we taught beforehand, which is Ein Eichel Men, Bein Shoyz Men, you're not allowed to eat over there, you're not drink over there, Bein Echnas Men, B'cham Ne'acham, you're not allowed to enter there in the summer because of the heat, B'cham Ne'agsham, in the winter because of the rain. B'cham B'bubble Mutta, but that's what it's saying in Bubble, it's permitted. No, because the Hadik Hamahas and Basahachi, because the Gemara says right after the Rabbiner of Ada, Habakaimi B'shayli Shmaita Me Rabba, they were in the middle of discussing and learning something from Rabba. Also, Zilch de Mitra, Alayhu, it started pouring on them. Rain. They went into the shul. But the Gemara explains not because of the rain, because that wouldn't be allowed. But it's lucid because when you're learning, you need to have a clear head. Now, the question is, but basic but that was in the shul in Babel. I thought they made a condition. You would allow, then you're allowed to go in even just because of the rain. So B'Shem says, what he can say is, you're right. He didn't really bring his bed literally into the shul itself. Rather near the shul, connected to the shul, there was like an apartment where the guests used to sleep over there, but to eat, which that's the reason why they make kiddush and shul for the people over there. Now, which is b'shmul, according to Shmuel, why do they make kiddush and shul if it's not kiddush makom suda? So the Gemara says, "Orchem yidecha vasan." That's to fulfill the guest's obligation to achal b'shalza begonu bebei kiddushah, that they eat and drink and sleep in shul. Doesn't really mean in shul; it means again the part right near it, and that's where he brought his bed in. I v'hadamer al tnai hein asuin, but I doesn't it say that they did make it on condition? Fresh reader explains le'in, and that's only regarding shem yechavu. That if it gets destroyed, yes, they could use the materials and they could use the shul whatever they want for levan mekalas roish, except for something lightheaded. I mean, like the Gemara says over there, but doesn't mean they could actually sleep over there. Then he says, "Not to begin the Gemara called them mischa shem noyasina abduhu." Whoever says I'm from the chashmenoim household, he's a slave. And the chenu the hachi nami amr Shmuel. This is how we find Shmuel says perikas oyoksin kedushin avayin amen beis. Now mekain kosher al. So now it's difficult when Rashi says, "Build in the marm." The Gemara said, "Mouth." The Amar that he said, "Amalele Agrippas." They said to Agrippas when he was reading and he found out that he can't really be the king. When he saw what the Torah says, they told him, "Don't worry, Achenu, you're our brother." Now, Pesach Kuntres has Rashi explains about what does that mean. Amalele, they told him, "Achenu, you're our brother." Lefisha Hoyse Imam Yisrael, because his mother was from the Jewish people. His mother was Jewish. But then says, "If that's the case, keeping them, they just nasu Yisraelis." Since the children of Hordas married Jewish women, Amai Abduhu, so then, why is he a slave? Hashmul Gufi is a slave, Kachavim Evadabal Yisrael. Even Shmuel, who's the one who's towards his teaching, he says that a non-Jew or a slave that has a relation with a Jewish woman, Avalai Kasha, child is Kasha, Bechelitz, in the Gemara of Amistad, Mehem Adalf. So why is he an Evad? So it says, but Tzachlam, you have to say, Shalai Nasi Yisraelis. No, he did not marry a Jewish woman. Kru, Achenu, Atta, the reason why I said, you're our brother, Lefisha Evad, even though he's a slave, but as we're saying over here, Achen Hu B'mitzis, still our brother in mitzis, as the Gemara says in Baba Kamata Pei Chesed Med Aleph, an Eved is also considered Achen B'mitzis, and in Tosi Yibamas Memhem Bezu Nasal Kivin De Imai. Nice test master begin with the words like Mara Man Dodish Mekevachi. He says, oh, who's the one who expounded from the midst of your brothers that I can't be a king? It's the Rabbanan. Which Tosi explains, what do you mean? Isn't it a Mefurish Pasuk? What do you want from the rabbis? No, because the Pashta, the Kor, the Mashman with the Eved. The simple understanding of the Pasuk does not sound like it's excluding a slave. Shuachicha ben mitzvahs, because he is your brother in mitzvahs. Elav kachavim sounds like it's excluding only a non-Jewish person. Rabbanan darshan, but the Rabbanan darshan, Baal becomes a peches menav, mifchesh b'achicha. It says, meyachicha, from, it sounds like from the best of your brothers, has to be that both his parents are Jewish, and therefore that would disqualify an Eved. Next says, Master begins with the Gemara, Katlin l'kul Rabban. So he killed out all the rabbis, which says it qualifies, lav dafka l'kul, it doesn't really mean all of them. To have a b'nei b'seri, they were the sons of b'seri, shayin nesim, they were the princes, kisha'ala, Hillel above when Hillel came up from above, came from Pesachim, like the Gemara says Pesachim, Perigel Dvamdi, and Zavam above Medalf. But Hillel, Ibifnei Abayi, is now Hillel was before the time, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Meir Shana for 100 years, because I mean Perigel came up the Shabbos, of Tzvav Medalf, meaning 100 years before. O Malchus Hordes, Ibifnei Abayi is Kuv Gimel Shana, and the Hordes dynasty, kingship, was 103 years before the Bais Kamin prayer came in the witness of Tesla Medalf. So therefore comes out that actually they were at the same time. So we see B'nai B'Seir were there and they weren't wiped out, as we find that Hill was at that time and Hill came when they were there. So it doesn't really mean that he killed them all out. It just basically killed out a lot of them. But 100 years towards the end of the Bais HaMikdash was when they were both around, and hence it can't be killed them all.